Good representation is something every one of us hopes for. At the local level, we expect good representation from our local councillors to reflect our many and often competing needs and wants. It is often said that party politics do not play a role at the local level, and so it shouldn't. Sadly, this does not seem to be the case in our area. Various parties are registered, with some of their members having stated that they vote any way they like on each issue. This also does not seem to be the case. Lismore City Council is represented by 11 councillors. Each seat symbolically represents just over 9% of the voters, and the proportion of seats won should equal the proportion of votes cast. This is known as proportional representation. The question must be asked if what the voters want is reflected in what they get, and if the majority of voters even understand the process. It is certainly far more complicated than many people think. When looking at our representation, we see those in major parties include Mayor Jenny Dow, with Councillors Isaac Smith and Ray Houston from the Country Labor Party, and Councillor Vanessa Ekins from the Greens. There are also two minor parties, which include Councillor Simon Clough from Our Sustainable Future and Councillor David Yarnell from Roads and Services. The rest of the candidates ran as independents. The results of the last election reflect some very interesting results. The Country Labor Party secured 18.08% of the votes, but took three seats controlling 27.27% of the council. The Greens secured 12.14% of the votes, but only got one seat controlling only 9.09% of the council. The most interesting is Independent Councillor Neil Marks' ticket, which secured 13.67% of the votes, but also only got one seat controlling only 9.09% of the council. It seems the Country Labor Party really knows how to work the system for maximum return. It is my position that party politics should not play any role at the local level, and the registration and use of party names should be banned altogether. A good example is the use of the Labor name. This alone seems to secure a lot of local votes from the die-hard Labor supporters who support Labor at the state and federal level. A similar situation arises using the name Greens. A clever name also seems to work some magic when looking at the names Our Sustainable Future and Roads and Services. It is time to level the playing field. What is also very interesting is that the councillors who secure their positions through the use of parties seem to also vote together. Together they form a majority of six, which have often been termed the six-pack. The six-pack seem to be a group of left-wing environmental-type representatives. The remaining five councillors are considered right-wing business types. We effectively have a two-party local government, with one side having a single-seat advantage. Whether our current representation is good depends on who you ask. I believe the question has been clouded by such issues as the inundation of anti-coal seam gas sentiment in recent months, and moves by the mayor to take advantage of that sentiment through a coal seam gas pole publicity funded by ratepayers. Single-issue voters who, for example, believe that coal seam gas mining is a local issue, will all vote for whoever shows public support for their cause. I believe these are all wasted votes since, in this example, coal seam gas mining is a state issue and not one that local councillors should campaign on. Councillors may support your state or federal issue, but like each of us, they have as much power as we do to change it. They also have a single vote at state and federal elections. While they get your vote, we may continue to have poor roads, poor services, and mismanagement. Make your vote count. Look at the candidates. Look at what they have actually achieved if running for another term. Look at what they are promising, and make an informed decision based on many local issues. Do not waste your vote. You're listening to Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM. Find me on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you would like to make a comment.